Hi there, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. This is Johanna. I'm your reader today. Today I'm reading for Tuesday, the 12th of November, which is the 14th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. This week, our parasha is called Vayera, which means He appeared. And today's portion from the Torah is Genesis 19, 1 through 20. Before we begin to read, let's bless God and thank Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, while Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. Then he said, "Here, please, my lords, please turn aside to your servant's house. Spend the night and wash your feet. Then you can get up early and go on your way." But they said, "No, we will spend the night in the open plaza." But he urged them strongly, so they turned aside to him, and they came into his house. He prepared a feast for them and baked matzot, and they ate. They had not yet lain down when the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, from youth to elderly, all the people without exception. And they called out to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have relations with them." But Lot went out to them at the doorway and shut the door behind him and said, "Please, my brothers, don't act wickedly. Look, I have two daughters who haven't been intimate with a man. Please let me bring them out to you. Do to them whatever is good in your eyes. However, do nothing to these men, since they have come under the protection of my roof." "Get out of the way," they said. And they said, "This one came as an outsider and dares to judge. Now we'll treat you worse than them." So they strongly pressed against the man Lot and moved in close to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands, brought Lot into the house with them, and shut the door. Then they struck the men at the doorway of the house with blindness, from youth to elderly, so that they gave up trying to find the doorway. Then the men said to Lot, "Who else related to you is still here? A son-in-law, your sons and your daughters, whoever else is related to you in the city, bring them out of the place. For we are about to destroy this place, because their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who were going to marry his daughters. "Get up," he said, "get out of this place, for the Lord is about to destroy the city." But in the eyes of his sons-in-law, he was like a joker. So when morning dawned, the angels rushed Lot, saying, "Get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or else you will be swept away with the city's iniquity." But he hesitated. So the men grabbed his hand, his wife's hand, and his two daughters' hands, because of the Lord's compassion for him, and they brought him out and left him outside the city. When they brought them outside, one said, "Flee for your life. Do not look behind you, and do not stop anywhere in the surrounding area. Escape to the hills, or else you'll be swept away." But Lot said to them, "No, my lord, please, look, please, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have magnified your merciful loyalty, which you have shown me by letting me live. But I can't escape to the hill country, for the disaster will overtake me and I'll die. Look, please, this city is close enough to flee there, and it's little. Please let me escape there. Isn't it small? And let me live." That was Genesis 19, 1 through 20. And today our portion from the prophets is Judges chapter 1. Now it came to pass, after the death of Joshua, that Bnei Israel inquired of the Lord, saying, "Who will be the first to go up for us against the Canaanites to attack them?" The Lord said, "Judah will go up. Behold, I have given the land into his hand." Judah then said to his brother Simeon, "Come up with me to my allotted territory, so that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I also will go with you into your allotted territory." So Simeon went with him. When Judah went up, the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hands. They struck down 10,000 of them at Bezek. They found Adoni-Bezek in Bezek, engaged him in battle, and defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Though Adoni-Bezek fled, they pursued him, caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his big toes. So Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings having their thumbs and big toes cut off used to pick up scraps under my table. As I have done, so God has repaid me." They brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. Then the children of Judah attacked Jerusalem, captured it, struck it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. Afterward, the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the hill country, in the Negev, and in the lowland. Judah then marched against the Canaanites who dwelt in Hebron. The former name of Hebron was Kiriath Arba. And they defeated Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. From there, Judah marched against the inhabitants of Debir. The former name of Debir was Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "Whoever attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, to him will I give my daughter Achsa for a wife." So Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger kinsman, captured it. So Caleb gave him his daughter Achsa as a wife. Now it came about when she came to him, she had persuaded Othniel to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What do you need?" "Give me a blessing," she said, "for you have given me land in the Negev. You should also give me springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. The children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up with the children of Judah from the city of Palms to the wilderness of Judah, which is in the Negev of Arad. They went and settled with the people. Then Judah went with his brother Simeon, and they defeated the Canaanites that inhabited Zephath. They utterly destroyed it, and thus the name of the city was called Chomah. Also, Judah captured Gaza with its territory, Ashkelon with its territory, and Ekron with its territory. The Lord was with Judah, and he possessed the hill country. But he could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had iron chariots. Then they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had promised. So he drove out from there the three sons of Anak. But the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites continued to live with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. Also the house of Joseph marched against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. The house of Joseph sent men to spy out Bethel. The former name of the city was Luz. Now the scouts saw a man coming out from the city, and they said to him, "Please show us the entrance into the city, and we will deal kindly with you." So he showed them the entrance into the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man go free with all his family. So the man went into the land of the Hittites, built a city, and named it Luz, which is the name to this day. Manasseh, however, did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth She'an and its villages, or Ta'anach and its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Ibleam and its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages. So the Canaanites resolved to dwell in that land. When Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out. Nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who were living in Gezer. So the Canaanites settled in Gezer among them. Nor did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, or the inhabitants of Nahalol. So the Canaanites settled among them, but became subjects to forced labor. Nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko, or the inhabitants of Tzidon, Achlav, Achziv, Chelba, Afik, and Rechov. So the Asherites lived among the Canaanites who were dwelling in the land, because they did not drive them out. Nor did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Bethshemesh, or the inhabitants of Bethanat, but lived among the Canaanites dwelling in the land, though the inhabitants of Bethshemesh and Bethanat became forced labor for them. But the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the hill country, for they would not let them come down to the valley. Also, the Amorites persisted in dwelling in Mount Cheres, in Ayalon, and in Sha'albim. But when the hand of the house of Joseph prevailed, they became forced labor for them. So the territory of the Amorites ran from the ascent of Akrabim, from the rock and upward. That was Judges chapter 1. Our portion today from the writings is Psalm 26. Of David. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have walked in my integrity and trusted in the Lord without wavering. Probe me, Lord, and test me. Refine my mind and my heart. For your love is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I detest the company of evildoers, and I do not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I can walk around your altar, Lord, hearing the voice of thanksgiving while proclaiming all your wonders. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take my soul away with sinners, nor my life with people of bloodshed, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hand is full of bribes. But I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My feet stand on level ground. In congregations I will bless the Lord. That was Psalm 26. Our final portion for today is Matthew 16. Now the Pharisees and Sadducees came up, and testing Yeshua, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he replied to them, "When evening comes, you say, 'Fair weather's coming, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'Stormy weather today, for the sky is red and gloomy.' You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation clamors for a sign, yet no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." And leaving them behind, he went away. Now, when the disciples came to the other side of the sea, they had forgotten to take bread. "Watch out," Yeshua said to them, "and beware of the chametz of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And they began to discuss among themselves, saying, "We didn't bring any bread." But knowing this, Yeshua said, "O you of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? You still don't get it. Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets of leftovers you gathered? Or how about the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and all the baskets of leftovers you gathered? How is it that you don't understand that I wasn't talking to you about bread? Now beware of the chametz of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then they understood that he wasn't talking about the chametz in the bread, but about the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. When Yeshua came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They answered, "Some say John the Immerser, others say Elijah, and still others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." He said, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Yeshua said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also tell you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my community, and the gates of Sheol will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will have been forbidden in heaven, and what you permit on earth will have been permitted in heaven." Then he ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. From that time on, Yeshua began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the ruling Kohanim and Torah scholars, and be killed and be raised on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Never, Master, this must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but the things of men." Then Yeshua said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to follow after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay everyone according to his deeds. Amen, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." That was Matthew chapter 16, and it concludes the readings for this episode. If you are following the cycle where you will be reading through the New Testament twice this year, then your second reading for today is 2 John chapter 1. Thanks so much for listening. This is Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.